Perplexity AI is a conversational search engine that uses large language models, LLMs, to answer queries. Its developer, Perplexity AI Incorporated, is based in San Francisco, California. Founded in 2022, Perplexity generates answers using sources from the web and cites links within the text response. Perplexity works on a freemium model. The free product uses the company's standalone LLM based on GPT 3.5 with browsing, while the paid version Perplexity Pro has access to GPT 4, Claude 3.5, Grok 2, Llama 3, and in-house Perplexity LLMs. In Q1 2024, it had reached 15 million monthly users.
History.
Perplexity was founded in 2022 by Aravind Srinivas, Andy Konwinski, Dennis Yeritz, and Johnny Ho, engineers with backgrounds in back-end systems, artificial intelligence, AI, and machine learning. Srinivas, the CEO, chief executive officer, worked at OpenAI as an AI researcher. Konwinski was among the founding team at Databricks. Yeritz, the CTO, chief technology officer, was an AI research scientist at Meta. Ho, the chief strategy officer, worked as an engineer at Quora, then as a quantitative trader on Wall Street. As of 2024, Perplexity has raised $165 million in funding, valuing the company at over $1 billion. Investors include Jeff Bezos, NVIDIA, Databricks, Bessemer Venture Partners, Susan Wojcicki, Jeff Dean, Jan LeCun, Andre Carpathy, Nat Friedman, and Gary Tan. As of November 2024, Perplexity is raising $500 million in a funding round that would elevate its valuation to $9 billion. On November 18, 2024, Perplexity launched its shopping hub to attract users, backed by Amazon and leading AI chipmaker NVIDIA. This will give users product cards, which will show relevant items in response to ask questions about shopping. Functionality. Perplexity's main product is its search engine, which relies on large language models. It uses the context of the user queries to provide a personalized search result. Perplexity summarizes the search results and produces a text with inline citations. Perplexity's paid variant, the Pro Mode, formerly Copilot, asks the user clarifying questions to refine queries. It enables users to upload and analyze local files, including images, alongside generating images using AI. Additionally, it provides access to an API. Perplexity launched a new enterprise version of its product in April 2024. In May 2024, Perplexity launched a new feature called Pages, which generates a customizable web page based on user prompts. Pages uses Perplexity's AI search models to gather information and create a research presentation that can be published and shared with others. In October 2024, Perplexity launched a new feature that allows users to search both internal files and web content for its Pro and Enterprise Pro offerings. Perplexity AI plans to introduce ads on its search platform by Q4 of 2024. Controversies. In June 2024, Forbes publicly criticized Perplexity for use of their content. According to Forbes, Perplexity published a story which was largely copied from a proprietary Forbes article without mentioning or prominently citing Forbes. In response, Srinivas said that the feature had some rough edges and accepted feedback, but maintained that Perplexity only aggregates rather than plagiarizes information. Later that month, separate investigations by the magazine Wired and web developer Rob Knight found that Perplexity does not respect the robots, TXT standard, which allows websites to stop web crawlers from scraping content, reportedly despite Perplexity claiming the opposite. Perplexity also lists the IP address ranges and user agent strings of their web crawlers publicly, but according to Wired and Rob Knight, they use undisclosed IP addresses and spoofed user agent strings when ignoring robots, TXT. In response, Srinivas stated in a phone interview that Perplexity is not ignoring the robot exclusions protocol. We don't just rely on our own web crawlers, we rely on third-party web crawlers as well. Srinivas explained that the web crawler identified by Wired was owned by a third-party provider. Wired also stated that, in some cases, Perplexity may be summarizing not actual news articles, but reconstructions of what they say based on URLs and traces of them left in search engines like extracts and metadata, offering summaries purporting to be based on direct access to the relevant text. When asked whether Perplexity would cease scraping wired content using third parties, Srinivas responded that it's complicated. Amazon Web Services, which hosts the Perplexity crawler, has a terms of service clause prohibiting its users from ignoring the robots, TXT standard. Amazon began a routine investigation into the company's usage of Amazon Elastic Compute Cloud. In July 2024, Perplexity announced the launch of a new publisher's program to share ad revenue with partners. In October 2024, The New York Times, NYT, sent a cease and desist notice to Perplexity to stop accessing and using NYT content, claiming that Perplexity is violating its copyright by scraping data from its website. NYT is also suing OpenAI and Microsoft for copyright infringement for similarly using millions of its articles to train the large language models that power ChatGPT. The cease and desist notice sent by NYT lawyers read in part, Perplexity and its business partners have been unjustly enriched by using, without authorization, The Times' expressive, carefully written and researched, and edited journalism without a license. Perplexity plans to respond to the notice by October 30, 2024. The same month, Dow Jones and New York Post filed a lawsuit against Perplexity, alleging copyright infringement. The lawsuit also alleges that Perplexity attributed quotes to an article on F-16 jets for Ukraine that never appeared in the original article. This was the English Wikipedia article about Perplexity AI as of December 4, 2024, narrated by AI-generated voice via the open-source software Sony Translate.